It's Veterans Day, an opportunity for us to pay tribute to those who have served and are currently serving in the U.S. military and its branches. On this day, we're opening up the phones in this next segment of Air Talk to hear from you. If you're a veteran, who wants to share some of your experiences, what your time of military service meant. Your experience, you've known different people who've served and come away with vastly different experiences. For some, it's been a positive, life-changing experience. Learning things about yourself, growing up, perhaps, if you enlisted or were even drafted at a young age, or in other cases, one that has led to post-traumatic stress, to difficult times trying to deal with the experiences of military service. But this is a chance to hear directly from our AirTalk listeners who have served. Personal stories, succinctly, of course, but I'd like to hear from you how it affected your life to serve in the U.S. military. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. You can also tweet if it's something that you're able to put into a tweet. That would be great. Tweet at AirTalk. You can also post on our Facebook page, our AirTalk page, 866-893-KPECC. Anthony in Pasadena. Your time in service, how did that affect your life overall?
I am grateful for the service, for what it made for me as a man. However, it was I also belonged to a sizable portion of military personnel who were frustrated with the service, who never actually got to perform their jobs that they trained years to do.
So you were never deployed, is that right?
I was never combat deployed. However, I was a corpsman attached to the Marine Corps, and we had trained constantly to deploy. What my section particularly was going to deploy to Syria under Obama, and that never materialized. With my other servicemen, there were many others with me, like me, that aired their frustrations of never being able to do that.
Yeah. Anthony, what are the positives you took, even though you weren't deployed in combat as you had hoped?
Absolutely. I didn't mean to just bring the negative.
No. I'm looking for both. That's great. Go ahead.
The positives, of course, are the discipline and the structure that it added to my life. I joined when I was 17, and it definitely transformed me into a much better and organized individual than I was prior. And also, of course, the camaraderie is something that I miss, even though we never got to perform everything that we wanted to do. You always miss the camaraderie and the BS that you put up with in the military.
Have you stayed in touch with your fellow Marines?
Yes, my Marines and corpsmen, not as many as I once was drinking in the barracks with. I probably shouldn't say that because that was illegal, but, but yes, of course, we keep in touch outside, and it's enhanced and enriched our lives.
All right. Thank you, Anthony. I appreciate it. Good to have you with us. Also joining us, Bob in Downey. I understand you were drafted during the Vietnam War. How did that affect your life?
Oh, well, I was sent to the headquarters. I was drafted into the Army and sent to headquarters in Saigon, HQ MACV, served in the intelligence division of the headquarters, and I saw so much corruption, both financial and in terms of the treatment of enlisted people. Although I was suggested to go to officer school, I declined because I knew I'd end up as a second lieutenant leading a company out in the boonies, and didn't think that was a good use. So it really negatively impacted my view of the military because I saw on the inside all the corruption and the lack of interest in actually serving the people of Vietnam that we're supposedly defending.
Bob, did you come away with anything positive from that experience, or do you feel like, in a sense, those were lost years with negative echoes in your life?
Pretty much lost years, although I was awarded the Bronze Star for service, which is very unusual for enlisted people. But so I did a good job, But, I basically would not recommend anyone I know to volunteer for the military.
Bob, I appreciate it. Thank you for sharing your experience. It's Veterans Day. We're asking veterans in our AirTalk audience to share their stories. 866-893-KPECC. Lisa in Pico Rivera, I understand that you were in the Marine Corps. What was your experience like?
I had the opposite experience. I had a very good experience. I was stationed in Okinawa, Japan. I was married and I was pregnant and I was only a few hours away from going to the demilitarized zone in Korea. But I would say that my military experience has set me up for everything else I've done in my life. It gave me a sense of purpose and duty and honor. And I will say that when I have hard things to do in my life, I look back and I think, if I did that, I can do this.
Wow. Lisa, how old were you when you went in?
I was 21.
All right. And did you have any college experience when you went in or not?
I had a year and a half worth of college experience, but I was still enlisted. I was offered a commissioning program, but I had a problem pregnancy, and I decided to get out instead.
All right. And I think, did you say your spouse was also serving at the time?
Yes, he was.
Did that help, having you both doing it, or did that bring its own pressures?
It was a blessing and a curse, because if one of us was deployed and the other one wasn't, we were still active duty. But overall, it was a good thing having us both in, I think.
Wow. Lisa, this is wonderful. How long has it been since you served?
30 years.
Oh, my goodness. But you still feel that in your daily life, the effect of it.
I do. In fact, I teach high school, and I keep my boot camp picture in my classroom. And I've had a lot of young people ask me about going into the military, and I always say, yes, go, do it. It will give you schooling. It will give you the GI Bill. My son went into the Marines, and he just bought a house using his GI Bill.
That's great. Lisa, thank you so much. Wonderful to have you with us. And nice you're off today as a teacher, too, because of Veterans Day. So thank you for taking part in the conversation. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Silas writes on the page, wow, great stories from callers. Thank you all. Amen to that. It's terrific to get the range of callers. And I know for some people, it's the worst experience of their life. For other people, life-altering because of the things that came positively from military service. And we're trying to get a sense of those experiences. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Dave in Anaheim with a very chilling story. My third day in Vietnam, we went into a village. We were told to shoot, and I didn't want to. All I saw were old people. A sergeant put a gun to my head and told me to shoot a family, two older people, two babies. This day, those four lives follow me every day. That's Dave in Anaheim. It's just unimaginable, the horrors that some people who've served have experienced, and how could that not follow you every day? 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Russ in Pasadena says, my experience was very positive. I was in the military in the 1980s. I was a cryptographic analyst. It paid for my college and got me to law school. That's Russ in Pasadena. 866-893-KPECC. If you're a veteran, any branch of the military, it's a chance for you to talk about the ways in which your service affected your life once you were out of the service, for good or for ill. 866-893-KPCC. Miguel writes on the AirTalk Facebook page, I'm fortunate I still have my father. He's a Vietnam vet who almost had his legs blown off in the war by a landmine. He was also shot twice as a child. I couldn't understand why my dad was so different than other dads. Turned out he had PTSD, according to the VA. For decades, my brothers and I struggled to connect with our father. Luckily, the birth of my son knocked down some of my dad's mental and emotional walls. We've been healing together as a family now for a few years. However, it's still hard at times to see my dad interact with my son and wonder what could have been. Oh, that's a powerful posting by Miguel on the AirTalk page. I think I shared on the program before my uncle, who was just a kid at the Battle of the Bulge, absolutely just horrific battle in the loss of life, was so traumatized by that experience as just a kid in World War II that he never talked about it. My cousins just say they grew up with their dad until just a couple years or so before he died. He started talking about it and opening up about how horrible the experiences, how haunting they were of that time in combat. 866-893-KPCC. Kevin, in Malibu, so good to have you with us. You served in the Marine Corps, too. How did this affect your life?
It helped me with, discipline and really, through hard times, just putting my head down and kind of pushing through. But over the years, I've started to feel more and more negative about my whole experience, honestly.
That's interesting. So you're reinterpreting it now. In what way?
Well, they pump all this stuff into you you're doing all this great stuff for your country and, for your brothers and the service and all this stuff. And it feels like that's kind of the only way they can make you feel like you're doing a good thing,
And that wore off over time?
What's that?
That wore off over time?
Yeah. As I've gotten older and I kind of realize the military is kind of around the world, not really serving the American people. It's more serving these massive business interests. And it's like that book, War is a Racket, where you keep the war going and all these people who own these huge corporations will get richer and richer as all these kids just are dying.
Kevin, thank you for sharing your experience. I appreciate it very much. Rick in Fountain Valley said, I had a great experience in the military. I joined the Officers Candidates Program out of college, spent a year in service in the U.S., went to Korea, served out my tenure, and really gave me a sense of duty and honor to be serving our country. I took my responsibilities seriously. That's Rick in Fountain Valley. Want to hear more of your experiences as we continue our conversation, talking with veterans, and we'll also be speaking with a UC Irvine professor who studied how vets process grief. We'll bring that into the conversation for those who suffered loss during their years in service. 866-893-KPCC. Back after a live update from Hetty Lynn Hurdy's.